我们看到撒迦利亚书的十一章的时候
When we read the book of Zechariah chapter 11,
我们就看到神已经开始把他怎么来完成他的荣耀在人的中间做了一些启示。
That we can see God has begun to show how he would complete his glorious will among men.
我们看到第八章的末了的时候，神已经在他说的话的里头，让我们看见神如何来显明他的国度。
And when we read the end of chapter 8, we see in God's words how he was manifesting his kingdom.
从第八章那里开始，神就把他那个整个永远的计划完成的一些关键的事情给我们启示出来了。
And in the entire chapter 8, that God has showed us how he would complete his glorious will and his plan.
一个很明确的事实乃是说，神要复兴以色列。
And one very evident thing is that God will revive Israel.
神怎么来复兴以色列呢？
And how would he restore Israel?
那在这里就开始给我们看到神一连串的安排。
And now we can begin to see all the arrangements of God.
该管教的神管教。
For those who need to be disciplined, God will discipline.
配得赦免的神赦免。
Those who would receive forgiveness, that God will forgive them.
神要在他们中间做成的，神也就亲自去做成。
What God wished to do among them, that God would do it personally.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
那现在我们来到十二章的时候。
Now when we come to chapter 12.
我们不单是看到在十一章的末了领会到我们的主要被卖，要上十字架的事。
And at the end of chapter 11, that we see how our Lord would be sold and he would go on the cross.
从十二章开始，我们就看见神如何很具体的做工在他的子民的身上。
And in chapter 12, we see how God would practically do his work among his people.
所以十二章一开始就好像给我们看到一些事情和当时重建圣殿是毫无关系的。
So in the beginning of chapter 12, we'll see some matter that seemingly has nothing to do with the rebuilding of the temple.
但是你又不能说它没有关系的。
But you cannot say that they do not have any relationship.
说它没有关系，因为好像在那里所说到的事情是很遥远的事。
Because you will say that there's no relationship because there's something that's far away.
又说它和重建圣殿有关系，乃是因为神给他的子民看见他们是有前途的。
And when you say there's a relationship between these things about rebuilding the temple, because we can see that God is letting his people see they have a future.
那他们的前途是怎么样的呢？
And what is the future?
现在从十二章开始就比较明确的来说到一些具体的事实。
So now, beginning from chapter 12, we can see more clearly something that's more concrete.
弟兄姊妹，你留意，十二章第一句话就是第一节。
The first verse in chapter 12.
耶和华论以色列的末世。
This is an oracle. This is the word of the Lord concerning Israel.
那你就看到了，说到这论以色列的末世，就不是过去发生过的事。
So we can see this is an oracle, the word concerning Israel. It's not something that happened in the past.
是在前面会发生的事。
It's something that's going to happen.
但是前面到什么时候呢？
But when is it going to happen?
神没有把那个时间说出来。
That God did not tell us the time.
只是说出一些具体的好大的事情。
And he only mentioned something concrete and something really great, some great matter.
神怎么说呢？
And what did God say?
首先神就在这里很郑重地声明说话的是谁。
That God here solemnly proclaimed who is speaking.
那说话的谁是谁呢？
So who is speaking?
他说铺张诸天建立地基造人里面的灵的耶和华。
It's the Lord who stretches out the heavens, who lays the foundation of the earth, and who forms the spirit of man within him.
弟兄姊妹，就是那么简单的介绍神的自己。
This is very simply how it's introduced that the Lord himself.
乃是说出现在说话的这一位神乃是万有的源头。
Which tells us the Lord who's speaking is the origin of everything.
天与地与人。
It's the heavens, the earth, and men.
那个源头都是从这一位说话的神那里开始。
And the origins all stem from this Lord who's speaking.
那正因为是这样的一位神在说话。
And because it's such a God who's speaking.
那他所说的话就非常非常的严肃了。
That his words are very solemn.
绝对不是开玩笑的话。
And he's not joking.
是非常严肃的话。
It's very solemn words.
严肃是在什么地方？
And where is it so solemn?
乃是在神那永远的旨意要完成。
It lies in the fulfillment of the eternal will of God.
而这个永远的旨意是在过去神已经命定了。
And it is determined in the past about this eternal will of God.
现在是在进行中。
And now it's in progress.
那前面的日子就要完成。
In the days ahead, it will be fulfilled.
那我们就要来看了。
And then we should see.
这一个神永远的旨意的完成那个过程。
The process of this fulfillment of the eternal will of God.
那个关键在哪里呢？
Where's the key?
在耶路撒冷。
In Jerusalem.
那弟兄姊妹，你记得他们重建圣殿。是在耶路撒冷重建。
My sisters, you remember when they were rebuilding the church, the temple that they started in Jerusalem.
重建耶路撒冷的环境是不平静的环境。
And the environment which they were doing the rebuilding is not a calm one.
但现在神就指着耶路撒冷来发表一个非常严肃的事。
But now God's proclaiming, pointing at Jerusalem a solemn matter.
他说出耶路撒冷会带出一些什么的事件
？That he said that Jerusalem will bring forth such matters.
头一件事情，弟兄姊妹，你注意。
The first thing, let's take note.
第二节他说，他要我必使耶路撒冷被围困的时候，向四围列国的民成为令人昏醉的杯。
Verse 2, I'm going to make Jerusalem a cup that sends all the surrounding peoples wheeling. Judah will be besieged as was Jerusalem.
那这个话不能停在这里。
And we cannot stop here.
必须要往下把整段的读完，我们才看见神的那个手在那个时候所做的是什么一回事。
And we have to continue reading, finish the whole passage so that we see what God's hand is doing.
并且指出神做这一件事情的时候是在什么的时候。
And it also points out when is God accomplishing this.
所以接下去你就看到。
So when we continue on.
这末世也论到犹大。
This Judah will be besieged as well.
他说：“那日我必使耶路撒冷向聚集攻击他的万民，当作一块重石头，凡举起的必受重伤。”
That on that day when all of the nations of the earth are gathered against her, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations. All who try to move it will injure themselves.
而耶和华说到那日我必使一切马匹惊惶，使骑马的癫狂。我必看顾犹大家，使列国的一切马匹傻眼。犹大的族长必心里说，耶路撒冷的居民依靠万军之耶和华他们的神，就做我们的能力。
On that day, I will strike every horse with panic and its rider with madness, declares the Lord. I will keep a watchful eye over the house of Judah, and I will blind all the horses of the nations. Then the leaders of Judah will say in their hearts, the people of Jerusalem are strong because the Lord Almighty is their God.
那日我必使犹大的族长如火盘在木柴中，又如火把在火捆里，他们必左右烧灭四位列国的民，耶路撒冷人比人住本处就是耶路撒冷。
On that day, I will make the leaders of Judah like a fire pot in a wood pile, like a flaming torch among sheaves. They will consume right and left all the surrounding peoples, but Jerusalem will remain intact in her place.
那整件事情说到这里是一个段落。
So the whole matter ends here.
但是弟兄姊妹你留意
But brothers and sisters, take note.
在整个犹大的历史的里面
Within the history of Judah,
什么时候发生过这样的事
When did this matter happen?
你没有见过这样的事情发生过
You have not seen that this had happened.
耶路撒冷被围困就发生过好多次
The Jerusalem was besieged many times.
但是被围困的时候而带出的那个结果你在什么时候看见过
But when it was besieged and the consequences that brought forth, when did you see it?
在过去的历史一直到现在
In the past history until today.
没有人见过这里所描述的情形出现
Nobody has seen what's described here.
耶路撒冷是多次被围困
Jerusalem was besieged many times.
但是每一次的围困犹大就是遭殃
But every time Judah is the one suffer loss
但是神说等到有一天
But God said until one day
那犹大虽然是被困耶路撒冷虽然被困
Even though Jerusalem is besieged
犹大虽然受攻击
And Judah is being attacked
但是耶路撒冷和犹大都发出非常大的能力
But Jerusalem and Judah they have great power
叫仇敌叫围攻他们的人都得不到好处
So that the enemies and then those who surround them cannot gain any benefit
主的话说得非常厉害的
So the words of the Lord are very solemn
他说耶路撒冷啊就使那些围攻他的列国民成为令人昏醉的杯。
That says that Jerusalem would make all the surrounding peoples willing.
什么叫是令人昏醉的杯
And why are they willing?
叫那些人失去了力量。
That they would lose their power.
让他们昏沉沉的。
That they would be confused.
甚至严格说起来连走路都走不动的
And strictly speaking, they could not even walk.
因为他们的方向感已经没有了
Because they lost the sense of direction.
他们站立的力气没有了
They don't even have the strength to stand up.
他们只能躺下来
That they could only lay down.
只能在那里胡言乱语
And they could only speak nonsense.
那说到犹大呢
And when it concerns Judah.
他说犹大就好像一块重石头
And Judah is like a heavy rock.
你要举起它的时候，你就受伤。
If you try to move it, you will injure yourself.
你根本没有办法能动它。
That you could not move it at all.
那弟兄姊妹们
，And brothers and sisters,
在历史上从来没出现过这样的事。
In the history, it has never happened.
但是神说这个事情要出现。
But God said it will happen.
什么时候出现
？And when would it happen?
主也没有明说。
The Lord didn't say clearly.
他只是给我们说到那日。
He only said on that day.
总是有那么一天。
That would be that day.
但是我们都知道。
But we all know.
在预言上面说到那日。
When it's in the prophecy, when it says on that day.
那一般来说，我们就能看到神是说到那个国度前后的事。
In general, it's around the time of the kingdom.
或者国度前国度后
it could be
国度前后
it could be before or after the kingdom
那个焦点在哪里呢
and where's the focal point
那个焦点就是主再来
the focal point is the returning
of the Lord 那在旧约的时候没有主再来这一回事
in the Old Testament there's no such a thing of the Lord returning
但是旧约里面的预言却说到主再来的这一个光景
But the prophecies in the Old Testament talks about the returning of the Lord.
那么他这里就说到那日。
And here it says on that day.
那就到了主回来的那日。
It's on the day when the Lord returns.
当然在旧约的时候主头一次来的还没有出现。
But in the Old Testament it's not even the
first. 所以他们没有办法能领会主再来的这回事。
So not even the first coming of the Lord so they could understand the returning of the Lord.
他们不领会我们能领会。
But thank God that they could understand
but we can. 我们读到那日的时候。
When we read it on that day.
我们就看准了是那天的日子。
And we can see clearly it's about that time.
那一天的日子是怎么来的呢
And how does that
day come? 当然当中就经过很多的事情。
And there are a lot of things in the middle.
那如果我们要从那一个时候到主再来的这一段长长的时间
And if we look at this long time between that day and when the Lord returns
以色列民固然是经历许多的事
The people of Israel, they have gone through a lot.
但是我们说从神永远的祭活这一个角度来看呢。
But if we look at the angle from the eternal plan of God,
我们就看到
And then we'll see.
好几件很严重的事。
There's several very solemn, serious matters.
头一件事情，神的儿子道成肉身。
The first matter is the Son of God, the Word has become flesh.
第二件事情是神的儿子给钉十字架。
And the second thing is the Son of God being nailed on the cross.
第三件事情是圣灵降临，建立教会。
And the third is the Holy Spirit.Descended and built up the church.
最低限度给我们看到这三件大事在这段日子里头来发生。
At the very least, we can see these three great matters that happened.
但是当日的以色列民，他们没有办法能了解这一个。
But the Israel people at that time, they couldn't understand.
所以神也不给他们提这一个。
So God did not mention these.
神只是跟他们说，你注意，有一个日子。
God only say that, pay attention, there's such a day.
到了那个日子
On that day,
你们就会看见一些事情
Then you will see some things
什么事情呢
And what are these things?
你们不再给人受欺压
That you would not be suppressed by others.
你们成为别人那个惊恐的那一个原因
And they, you would become the reason of fear for other people.
但是神很清楚告诉他们
But God clearly told them.
你们一直以来都是给人欺压的
You have been suppressed by others.
直到现在我们看见以色列还是虽然说是有相当的长但是他还是给人欺压的
Until today, we can see Israel still being suppressed by others.
你看这几天他们从加沙那边撤销一些那个屯垦区啊。
Oh, they evacuate from Gaza?
Yeah, the resettlement.
The resettlement.
你就晓得他们为什么要从那里走的。
And you say, why did they retreat?
有国际的压力在那里。
It's because of the pressures of the nations.
有他们环境上所带来的那个凶险在那里
and also because of the dangers in the environment
所以你看到他们人到现在还是给欺压的
so you can see that until today they're still being oppressed
虽然他能叫亚拉伯人没有什么动静可以发表
even though they can suppress the Arabs that they cannot do anything
但是他们自己也不平安
but they are not enjoying peace either
他们在那里就有压力啊
so they have pressure
但是我们留意到那日
But let's take note on that day.
犹大就不在这种光景里。
Judah would no longer be in this condition.
你留意主怎么说
Let's take note of what the Lord said.
他说啊，犹大好像一块叫人受伤的重石头。
That Judah would be like a heavy rock that caused injuries to others.
但是呢
But,
他们能这样却不是因为他们有这个条件。
They can be in such a condition, it's not because they have conditions for that.
乃是神自己在那里要做这个事。
But because God is there to do it himself.
那当神在那里显出他的作为的时候
When God is there to manifest his deeds.
他就叫列国的马匹都傻眼了
That he would cause a blindness over the horses of the nations.
但是他叫对付以色列人的人知道他们给神对付了。
Not only he caused those who are suppressing Israel to be dealt with.
一个很明显的事情。连犹大的百姓都心里明白是神在这里替我们出头。
It is so clear that the people of Judah understand this is the Lord who's doing this for us.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
Sisters take note.
从被掳的时间开始算起吧。
From the time they were taken captive.
一直到他们这个时候重建圣殿。
Until this time they were building the temple.
继续延长到今天。
And it continues until today.
他们从来没有承认神是他们的力量的泉源。
They have never acknowledged that God is the origin of strength for them.
虽然有些时候他们当中有些人知道，哎呀，我们落到这种光景，乃是神来对付我们。
Even though sometimes among them, some people would know that we are in such conditions because God is dealing with us.
但是他们从来没有人转回到神的面前，到这样一种光景，让神可以毫无保留地显出力量在他们的中间。
But they have never repented to such a point that will allow God to manifest the strength.
但是到了那一天
，But on that day，
情形就完全地转过来了。
The condition is totally different.
一面耶路撒冷叫人成了喝醉的昏醉的杯。
On one hand, Jerusalem has become a cup that sends all the surrounding people's reeling.
整个的犹大，其实这个犹大就包括了以色整个的以色列了，也叫列国受重伤。
And also Judah, including Israel, will cause great injuries to others.
从一面来说，那他犹大叫那些对付神的人，对付神的百姓的人，失去了那个力量。
That Judah caused those who are dealing with God's people and God loses their power.
同时呢
And at the same time,
整个的犹大就成为一个得胜的堡垒。
The entire Judah has become a victorious fortress.
或者说是成了一个得胜的城堡。
Or a victorious city.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主自指明，明的指出。
The Lord pointed out very clearly. 不是他们行。It's not because they could do it.
是神在那个日子，神自己亲自出手来保护他的百姓。
It's that on that day, God would stretch out His hand and protect His people.
到了那一天
，and on that day,
神的百姓才是真真实实的学会了、承认了依靠耶和华神。
It's on that day that God's people would truly acknowledge that they need to depend on God.
让神成为他们的力量。
And let God to be their strength.
然后就引出一个结果。
And then it will lead to a consequence.
神就借着犹大或者借着以色列，叫神的对头或者说遣他以色列的人完全给消除。
That through Israel, God would show or would cause those who oppose Israel to be trampled upon.
那弟兄姊妹，我们看到这里的时候
，And when we read to this point,
我们就不能不要跑到新约里面来看，究竟主说这样的事情发生在什么时候
？That we have to go to the New Testament and find out when will these things happen.
那是发生在启示录。
It is in the Book of Revelation.
第七晚的时候
，It's in the seventh bowl.
第六晚、第七晚的时候
，The sixth or the seventh bowl.
那也就是大灾难的末期的时候
，Which is the end of the great tribulation.
那我们都晓得大灾难是我们的主在来的时候就开始在地上所发生的事。
We know that the great tribulation is when the Lord returns that what would happen on earth.
我们读启示录的时候，我们晓得整个灾难期有七年。
When we read the book of Revelation, we know that the great tribulation has 7 years.
这七年就分成两半。
And then there are two parts of it, the 7 years.
就像但以理书所说，一期之半，那三年半。
So as mentioned in the book of Daniel, half of it is 3.5 years.
两个三年半
It's 2-3.5 years.
我们读经的人就说前三年半和后三年半。
For those who study the Bible, we see the first 3.5 years and the second
如果说是前三年半，那是福音书上面所说的灾难的起头。
Then the first or the former or the first three and a half years is mentioned in the book of Gospels as is the beginning of the tribulation.
那后三年半，那在福音书里头称为大灾难。
And the second 3.5 years in the book of Gospel is that it's the great tribulation.
那现在这个事情发生在哪？什么时候呢
？So when did these things happen?
发生在大灾难的末期。
They happen during the end of the Great Tribulation.
我们读启示录的时候，你就读到最末了的大灾难了，就是那幕后的三之号和七个碗。
And when we read the book of Revelation, it's mentioned that three trumpets and the
七个 bowl
and the seven bowls.
那么那个时候是什么时候呢
？And when is that time?
那个时候就是 我们常常说的是米吉多大战的时候。
It's when we mentioned the Megiddo tribulation, the battle of Megiddo.
那也就是这个十一节那里所提到的，如米基多平原的这个米基多。
So it's mentioned here the Megiddo plain in verse 11 of chapter 12.
那就是我们现在要来看了。
And verses is now going to see.
我只是把它很具体的作为事实来说出来。
And I'll just say it plainly as matter of facts.
到了那一个时候。
Until that time.
犹大好像一团火。
The Judah is like a fire.
那这里就说火盘火把。
It says here like a fire pot in the wood pile.
那他们就放在那个地方。
And they were laid there.
就在他的周围就焚烧起来。
And then it would consume the surrounding.
列国可以在那里把他围困。
All the nations can surround them.
但是围困的结果就是给他来烧掉。
But as a result of the surrounding, they will be burnt.
那结果呢？
And as a result,
当然犹大就平安了。
The Judah will have peace.
耶路撒冷就平安了。
And Jerusalem will have peace.
那我不详细在那里一点一点的说。
And I would not go into details.
我只是说出弟兄姊妹要留意的。
Then I would just mention what you need to pay attention to.
如果你要详细的看看当时的那个情形。
If you want to go into details about what's happening at that time.
你可以参照回去的时候参照以西结书第三十九章从二十五节到末了。
And you can read the book of
39章的末了。
You can read the book of Ezekiel, chapter 39, starting from 25.
在那里就很清楚给我们看到神如何在那个时候来对付神的践踏以色列的人。
And it tells us clearly how God would deal with those who trample upon Israel.
在撒加利亚书，主的话不是给不叫我们看。当时的那个细节。
In the book of Zechariah, it does not tell us about the details.
他要叫我们看犹大怎么能成为神的力量。
But it tells us how Judah will become the strength of the Lord.
这个是在撒加利亚书里边所特别显明的。
And this is specially mentioned in the book of Zechariah.
软弱的犹大就成了神发表的力量。
Judah, which was weak, has become the manifestation of God's strength.
他们怎么可以有这样的一个大的转变呢？
How could they have such a big change?
他们当时转变出来的那个现象是这样。
And what they showed because of this change is like this.
当时第八节。在那日耶和华必保护耶路撒冷的居民，他们中间软弱的必如大卫，大卫的家必如神，如行在他们前面之耶和华的使者。那日我必定以灭绝来攻击耶路撒冷各国的民。
Verse 8, on that day the Lord will shield those who live in Jerusalem, so that the feeblest among them will be like David.And the house of David will be like God, like the angel of the Lord going before them.
一直以来，整个的犹大是软弱的。
For a long time, the entire Judah is weak.
如果不软弱，都不会被掳到外邦去了。
If they weren't weak, they would not be taken captive.
以色列是软弱的。
Israel was weak.
他比犹大被掳更早就给掳到不知所踪了。
The captivity is even earlier than Judah's captivity.
但是到了那一天。
But when that day comes,
好像整个以色列变了。
It's as if the whole Israel changed.
那变成什么呢？
How does it change?
变成非常非常的那个强壮。
It will become very strong.
不再软弱。
It's no longer weak.
最软弱的人都如同大卫。
The feeblest among them will be like David.
大卫家呢，就好像神一样。
And the house of God will be like God.
好像神
在 David will be like God.
行在神的前头的使者一样。
Like the angel of the Lord going before them.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这里没有很详细的说内容是什么。
Here it did not go into details about the content.
他就是把那个结果给我们来看到。
But it tells us the results.
看到一个什么情形呢？
And what do we see?
软弱的 变为刚强。
The feeble will become strong.
最软弱的就成为大卫。
The most feeblest will become like David.
我很有一点的感觉，他这里说的大卫是指着他跟哥利亚打仗的时候的大卫。
That I have this feeling that David's mentioned here is David who's dealing with Goliath.
按人来看，哥利亚跟大卫来打仗，大卫死定了。
According to men, when David was fighting with Goliath, that
David would be dead. 无论哪一方面，哥利亚都比他强。
Because no matter how you look at it, Goliath is stronger than David.
说的严肃一点，大卫也连兵器都没有。
To put it even straightly, that David didn't even have any weapons.
你打什么呢？
And how could you fight like that?
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
那个结果，倒下去的不是大卫，是哥利亚。
The result, the person who fell wasn't David, it was
Goliath. 但现在神说，到了那一天。
So the Lord said.
整个的犹大，最软弱的那个都像大卫。
When that day comes, the feeblest of Judah will become like David.
而大卫家呢？
And the house of David.
就显明了如同神一样。
Will be like God.
和像神的使者一样。
Like the angel of God.
来把对付以色列的那些人全然的去灭掉。
So they would destroy all those who are dealing with Israel.
他们怎么可以有这样的大能？
How could they have this great power?
当然我们也知道这一个能力的显出不是他们本身有的。
Of course we know that the manifestation of the strength is not what they
have. 神已经说出了。
That God has already said.
是神在那里发表神的自己的能力。
Is God himself there to manifest his strength?
但是问题在这里啊。
But there's an issue here.
你这些被掳归回的人，
those who are brought back from captivity.
你们这些分散在全地落在神的那一个管教里头的百姓，
those who are scattered all around under God's discipline.
你必须要成为神可以通透过他们的这样的一个管道，神的能力才能发得出来。
They have to first become the channels that God's strength can flow through, then he can manifest his power.
不然的话，他们只能限制神的能力，却不能发出神的能力。
Otherwise, they can only limit God's ability, but not to manifest it.
但是他们怎么能这样呢？
But how could they do so?
弟兄姊妹们，这里就来了一件很严肃的事情。
My sisters, then a very solemn matter comes about.
什么事情呢？
And what is this matter?
哦，这个事情就牵连到一个是以色列全家得救的事。
And it has to do with the entire Israel being saved.
那这个是罗马书给我们留意到的。
And this is recorded in the book of Romans.
但是他们怎么可能全家得救呢？
But how is it possible that the entire house
will be saved? 一直到现在他们还是拒绝神的儿子。
Because until today they are still rejecting the Son of God.
他们怎么可以全家得救呢？
How could the entire household be saved?
原来在将来那一个时候，神让那个事情是这样发生出来。
You can see in the future, at that time, that God would let this happen.
耶路撒冷是给围攻。
That Jerusalem was besieged.
犹大是给压迫。
And Judah was oppressed.
待会我们看到幕后的时候，我们就会了解到那个情形。
And later on, when we read the end, we'll understand this.
其实就在第12章里头，也已经给我们隐隐约约的了解了。
It's already written in chapter 12.
如果我们对启示录里边的事情有点把握的话，
if we have some, we can have good grasp of the information in the book of Revelation.
那在下文，就是等到十四章的时候，
and when we go to chapter 14,
十三章末了到十四章的时候，
or the end of chapter 13 to chapter 14,
你已经看到那个事情，
then you can see the matter.
当时就是在大灾难的末期，
at that time, which is the end of the Great Tribulation,
全地都起来压迫以色列。
The entire land, or entire earth will come rise up and oppress Jerusalem.
连现在扶持以色列的也转过来参加进到压制以色列的那个集团。
Even for those who are supporting Israel nowadays, they would turn around and join and to oppress Israel.
所以全地的那个军事的力量都集中到以色列地。
So the military power of the entire earth would be in Israel.
那虽然是在这种情形的底下，
even though it's under such a condition,
以色列人没有一点的退缩。
The Israelites, they do not fall back.
他们虽然是非常非常的少数，
even though they're just a very small number,
但是他们还是拼命的在那里抵挡。
But they continue to oppose fiercely.
那这就是启示录里面所说的那个哈米吉多顿的大那一场战争。
Which is the battle of Armageddon in the book of Revelation.
也就是这里所说这个米吉多平原里面的其中的一个地点。
Which is also a point in this plain of Megiddo in recorded here in chapter 12.
那在那一场战争的里头呢
？And within that battle，
我想我不顺着那个次序了，我就按照那个事情发展的次序来看经文。
I would not go into orders, but I will go according to the order of the things that happen.
那我们就留意到十三章。
In chapter 13，
那一个时候，神允许列国。去攻击以色列。
At that time, the Lord allows the nations to attack Israel.
所以十三章那里就提到万军之耶和华第七节那里，万军之耶和华说：“刀剑啊，应当兴起攻击我的人。
”And in verse 7 says, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd."
和我的同伴。
Against the man who's close to me.
击打牧人，羊就分散。
Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.
我必翻手加在微小姐的身上。
And I will turn my hand against the little ones.
那这里所说的，乃是说到神的儿子到地上来的那个经历。
What is mentioning here is the Son of God, what he's experienced on earth.
人在那里对付神的儿子。
The men are there to deal with the Son of God.
那就移动。神的怒气
and it arouses God's wrath.
就把他的子民交出去
So he gives away his people.
所以先是罗马把他们灭掉，他们就分散在列邦。
So first is attacked by Rome that
is scattered. 但这些事情都没有放在这里。
But all these are not recorded here.
放在这里的是越过这许许多多已经发生过的历史。
So what's recorded here is.It's above all these what has happened.
直接就到了那个哈米吉多顿的那个战役。
And it goes directly to the battle of Armageddon.
他说这全地的人不是全地球，是这个全地是指着以色列地、犹大地。
And it says all the people, not the people of the whole earth, but people of Judah and Israel.
三分二的人给战死。
The two thirds will be struck down.
三分一的人就还存留下来。
And one third will be left.
那这个请记住这个。
Please remember this.
这个剩下来的三分之一。
The one third that's left.
你看底下你就看到。
If you continue to read on, you'll see.
是神在他们身上给他们熬炼。
That God is there to test them.
熬炼到一个地步。
To a point.
他们就完全转过来去寻求神，求告神的名。
That they would completely turn around and seek after God.
然后神也在那里宣告说，这些是我的子民。
And then God would proclaim and say, they are my people.
他们也在那里宣告说，耶和华是我们的神。
And then these people would say, the Lord is our God.
那弟兄姊妹记住，这三分一乃是大灾难期间。所剩下的以色列民。
But just remember, this one third is what's left in the Great Tribulation.
也就是罗马书上所说的和以赛亚书上所说的余数。
And what's recorded in the book of Romans and the book of Isaiah, the remnant.
就是剩下来的人。
It's what's left.
那这是剩下来的人。
And these people that are left.
在这里我们看到。他们完全的转过来寻求神。
And we can see here that completely turn around and seek after the Lord.
那他们是怎么来寻求神的呢
？And how do they seek after the Lord?
那我把圣经里边所记载到那些事情不在这里啊，在整本圣经，主要是还是在启示录。
And I'll go over the matters of recording the Bible, mainly recording the Book of Revelation.
我把那个事情的。发生的顺序指出来， 弟兄姊妹们，你就看得在这一段话翻来覆去来说的话，你就看得很清楚他的那个宗旨。
And I would point out the order of the events as they happen, and verses can see this very more clearly. When all the nations are attacking Israel, and they have this battle in Armageddon. And the result of the battle is that the Israel can no longer hold up.
他们就从米吉多平原那里就退回耶路撒冷。
And they retreated from the plain of Megiddo.
从地理上来说，米吉多平原是在哪里呢？就在四福音里面所说的加利利的这个地区。
And this plain of Megiddo in the gospel book is the land of Galilee.
这里一直以来都是古战场啊。
This is a old battleground.
那最后一个战役也是在那里。
The last battle was happened there too.
以色列人在那个时候抵挡不住。
The Israelites could no longer hold up.
他们就从加利利退回犹大。
And they retreated from Galilee to Judah.
最后是退进耶路撒冷，死守在耶路撒冷。
At the end, they went back to Jerusalem and they tried to keep it.
到了这一个时刻。
And at that time,
他们只剩下三分一的人。
There's only one third of them left.
But Jerusalem?
But for Jerusalem?
结果还是给攻破了。
As a result, they were attacked and they were taken down.
已经给占领了。
So half of the Jerusalem was besieged.
那是十四章里边说到的事。
Which is recorded in chapter 14.
那到了这个时候。
And at that time.
剩下的这些以色列人。
The people, the Israel that are left,
他们要么就战死,
either they die in the battle,
要么就投降,
or they surrendered.
但是他们又甘心投降,
but they were not willing to surrender.
他们要战死, 恐怕连力气都没有,
but they did not even have the strength to die in the battle.
所以他们是到了一个地步,
so they are to this point,
完全动弹不得的,
they could not even move.
那这就回到十二章来了,
and now we go back to chapter 12.
那个时候是什么样呢？
And what was the condition at that time?
第十节。
Verse 10.
我必将那施恩叫人恳求的灵浇灌大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民，他们必仰望我，就是他们所砸的，必为我悲哀，如上犊子，又为我愁苦，如上长子。
And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me, the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn son.
我们看当时这个情形是怎么样呢？
And we look at the conditions at that
time. 剩下的以色列人已经到了一个退无可退的地步了。
The Israelites that are left, they have no more place to retreat to.
是到了尽头了。
It's to the end.
在这一个时候。
And at this time.
神就把赐人叫人恳求的灵来浇灌大卫家。耶路撒冷的居民。
That God has poured out on the house of David and inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication.
那因着神的怜悯，有了这样的一个恩典。
Because of God's mercy, it is such a grace here.
这是剩下的以色列民，他们会寻求神。
Those Israelites that are left, they would seek after the Lord.
但是他们只是在那里寻求他们祖宗的神。
But they only seeking after the God of the forefathers.
他们还不知道为什么过去那些年日他们受那么许许多多的践踏的原因在哪里。
They still did not understand the reason why they were suffering so much in the past.
现在已经走到绝境了。
Now they are to the end.
只剩下寻求神的一条路。
That's only this way to seek after the Lord.
神的怜悯也让他们会去寻求神。
And because of God's mercy, they would seek after the Lord.
但他们只是知道我们祖宗的神。
But they only knew the God of their forefather.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
当神应允他们的祷告。
When God answered the prayers.
我们的主来。
And our Lord came.
我们这主一来
，When our Lord came，
他们就看到一件事。
Then they see this matter。
来拯救他们的那一位神
，The God who comes to deliver them，
原来就是他们所杀害的神的儿子。
It's actually the Son of God they have killed，
这就是这里所说的
，which is mentioned here。
他们仰望我
，they looked on me，
就是他们所扎的。
The one they have pierced，
因为我悲哀
，and they will mourn for me。
悲哀到一个什么程度呢
？Mourn to such a point，
不像独生子
，as if they mourn for the only child，
因为我愁苦
，and to grieve bitterly for me，
如像长子
，as if they grieve for a firstborn son。
弟兄姊妹，好好的读准、读清楚这话。
My sisters, read this carefully。
那当主来了
，when the Lord comes，
拯救就来了
，deliverance will come。
他们就得拯救了
，and they will receive deliverance。
好，我们先不看这个
，and we will not look at this for now。
我们来看主怎么拯救他们
，and we'll look at how the Lord deliver them。
那就要来到十四章
，and we'll go to chapter 14。
那到来到十四章的时候
，when come to chapter 14，
你就看到一件事情。
We'll see one matter here。
当耶路撒冷给攻破了
，when Jerusalem was taken down，
城的一半也给掳去了。
And half of the city
was
taken away.
那剩下的民仍然留在耶路撒冷。
And the rest will remain in Jerusalem.
这是他们求告神了，接上十二章刚才那个施恩恳求的灵的那里。
This is how they prayed and seek after the Lord, which is connected to chapter 12.
那结果呢
？As a result,
耶和华必出去与那些国征战，好像从前征战一样。
And the Lord would go and fight against those nations as if he fights in the day of battle.
留意第四节了。
Take note of verse 4.
那日
on that day,
他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上。
His feet will stand on the Mount of Olives east of Jerusalem.
那这山必从中间分裂，从东至东到至西，成为极大的谷。山的一半上北挪移，一半上南挪移。你们要从我山的谷中逃跑。
And the Mount of Olives was split into two from east to west, forming a great valley, with half of the mountain moving north and half moving south. You will flee by my mountain valley.
因为山谷必延到亚撒，你们逃跑，必如犹大王乌西亚年间的人逃避大地震一样。耶和华我的神必降临，有一切圣洁同来。
For it will extend to Azel, and you will flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. Then the Lord of my God will come and all the holy ones with him.
弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
My sisters, take note.
当他们走到了绝境的时候
，When they come to the end,
他们寻求神。
They seek after the God.
神就来了。
And God came.
怎么来呢
？And how would he come?
他就他脚在橄榄山。
That his feet would be on the Mount of Olives.
弟兄姊妹，记得。
My sisters, remember.
我们的主升天是在哪里？
That our Lord ascended to heaven from there.
就在橄榄上。
It's from the Mount of Olives.
当时《使徒行传》那里，两个天使对门徒说。
In the book of Acts, the two angels spoke to the disciples.
你们看见那被接升天的耶稣。
You see this Jesus that received ascended to heaven.
你相信他怎样去，他要怎样来。
He would come again as how he goes.
他怎样去呢
？How did he go?
他被云彩接上去。
He was received by the clouds.
他怎么来呢
？And how would he come?
他在云彩里头降临。
He would descend among the clouds.
在什么地方发生这些事情呢
？And where would these matters happen?
上去是在橄榄上。
He ascended in Mount Olives.
下来也是在橄榄上。
And he would descend on the Mount of Olives.
现在我们就看到了。
And now we can see.
我们的主带同千万圣者，说准确一点，带同经过审判的那个完全在荣耀里的教会一同降临
到橄榄上。The Lord would descend with the church who has gone through judgment.To descend on the Mount of Olives.
当他的脚一踏在橄榄山的时候
When his feet touched the Mount of
Olives, 橄榄山就从南北分成南北分成两半
And the Mount of Olives will become two halves from north and south.
当中断层的那里，那个断裂的地方就成了一个大谷
And where the separated point would form a great valley.
这一个大谷就给剩下的以色列民 他们从耶路撒冷那里出来逃跑，避开那一个敌人的继续的攻击。
And this great valley would be a place where the Israelites, when they escape from Jerusalem and from the enemies, that's the place where they can hide.
然后我们的主就对付掉这个列国的军兵。
And then our Lord would deal with all the nations and the armies.
经过这一阵。
And after this.
十二章里面所说的。
What's mentioned in chapter 12.
余下来的犹太人，他们就发现一个惊人的秘密。
The people of Israelites, those who are left, that they would find out this great secret.
原来我们从前所杀害的那一位称为耶稣的，他果然是神的儿子。
The one who's named Jesus, whom we killed, he is the Son of God.
他果然是我们长久以来所盼望的弥赛亚。
He is indeed the Messiah that we were hoping for.
我们的祖宗和我们长久以来都做了一些愚昧的透顶的事。
That our forefathers and us have performed something very foolish.
我们的祖宗杀了他。
Our forefathers killed him.
我们的愚昧到一个地步，一直在那里抵挡他。
And we're so foolish that we continue to reject him.
现在神给我们看见了。
Now that God lets us see.
那拯救我们的。
The one who delivers us.
就是他。
Is him.
是我们所扎的。
Is the one we pierced.
那因此他们就在里头有了一个很大很大的懊悔。
So within them, that's a great repentance.
痛悔。
That they really regretted what they did.
很严肃的在神的面前悔改。
And solemnly they repent before God.
悔改到一个地步。
And to a point.
他们承认他们是亲手杀害了神的儿子。
They acknowledge that they are the ones who killed the Son of God.
说弟兄姊妹，我说刚才我们要好好的来读这一节经文，你就为什么呢？
So this is the reason that I mentioned earlier that we need to read this carefully.
因为这里面所说的事情，
It's because the matters mentioned here
很有相关的意思在哪里？
It's very meaningful.
那弟兄姊妹，你来看。
My sisters, let's look at this.
他们仰望我。
That they will look on me.
就是他们所扎的。
The one they have pierced.
为我悲哀。
And they will mourn for me.
如丧独生子。
As one mourns for an only child.
为我愁苦。
And grieve bitterly for me.
如丧长子。
As one grieves for a firstborn son.
你怎么领会这个？
My sister, how could you understand this?
他来拯救我们。
That he's here to deliver us.
他让我们有路可走。
That he gives us a way to walk on.
他救我们脱离了仇敌。
He saves us from the enemies.
他救我们脱离了死亡。
He saves us from death.
我们快乐也来不及了。
We could not help to be joyful.
怎么会倒过来要悲哀呢？
How could we turn around and become sorrowful?
倒过来要愁苦呢？
How could we become bitter?
弟兄姊妹们，他们认识了他们做的事。
Now they understand what they've done.
他们看见了他们长久以来抵挡神的那个恶果。
That they have seen this bad results of them
opposing
God. 他们抵挡
神到一个什么的情形呢？
They oppose God to such a point.
杀了神的独生子。
That they have killed the only son of God.
杀了神的长子。
They killed the firstborn son of God.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
My sisters, take note.
他说为我悲哀如丧独生子。
They mourn for me as for an only child.
谁的独生子？
Whose only child?
当然，从经历上面来说。应该是他们自己的独生子死掉了。
From experiences, should be their only child that they the only child died.
他们的前途没有了，他们的盼望没有了，他们的一切的理想都成了空了。
And they have no more future, no more hope.
因为他只有一个儿子，那个儿子没了。
Because they only have one son, and the son died.
所以他在那里悲哀。这个我们完全体会。
So they're there grieving, so we can understand.
他愁苦。
They grieve bitterly.
因为长子不在了。
Because the firstborn son is no longer there. And we can also understand this.
但是问题就是说。
But the matter is.
你留意他们这些的愁苦不是因为他们直接那个亲属身上发生的事。
But the sorrow doesn't come from what happened to the close relative.
而是发生在 神儿子身上的事。
But it happens in the Son of God.
对他们来说，神儿子是第三者。
For them, the Son of God is the third party.
第三者的人与你有什么关联？不是，第三者的儿子跟你有什么关联
？Someone else's son has nothing to do with you.
怎么好像他的这？遭遇就好像成了你的独子跟长子的遭遇。
How could his experience become like your only son's experience?
弟兄姊妹们，你细细的摸进去。
But this is if you read into detail.
你体会到当他们当时的那个懊悔到一个什么的程度。
You can understand the regret to such a point.
他们摸到神的感觉了。
They have touched upon God's feeling.
他们领会到我们的主。在十字架上在那里喊我的神我的神为什么离弃我的时候神心里的那个感觉
Now they understand when the Lord on the cross he said but God God why have you forsaken me that now they understand how it felt like
那所以他们整个以色列就是这样的心情的里头转回过来
So the entire Israel that's how their hearts are turned
转回过来就带出一个光景
And after it happened, it brings forth a condition.
这个光景是怎么样呢
And what is this condition?
那我们留意十二节了。
Let's read verse 12.
啊，从十一节那里先留意。
Beginning verse 11.
那日耶路撒冷必有大大的悲哀，鲁比基多平原的哈大临门的悲哀。
On that day, the weeping in Jerusalem will be great, like the weeping of Hadad Rimmon in the plain of Megiddo.
啊，这个我们可以领会了。
And we can understand this.
因为什么耶路撒冷大有悲哀呢？如果从他这个描述来说，因为以色列的在哈米吉多都已经给击败了。
Why is it that weeping in Jerusalem is because they were defeated in Armageddon?
他们有三分之二的人死在刀剑之下。
And two-thirds were struck down.
所以他们整个余下的人都很愁苦，很悲哀。
So the people who are left are very sorrowful.
但是他们那个时候的悲哀。
But the,
不是因为哈米吉多顿所发生的事。
But the sorrow for them at that time is not because of what happened in Armageddon.
乃是他们看见神的儿子的降临。
But it was because they see the descending of the Son of God.
结果他们就引出了一个悲哀，如同哈米吉多顿给击败的时候的那样的悲哀。
So it brought forth a sorrow that is like the defeat at Armageddon.
或者那个。那个情形比哈米吉多顿打败还要严重一点。
Or maybe it is worse than being defeated at Armageddon.
那就引出一个什么的光景呢
？And then what condition did it bring forth? Verse 12.
他说：“境内一家一家的都必悲哀，大卫家男的独在一处，女的独在一处；拿单家男的独在一处，女的独在一处。”利未家男的独在一处，女的独在一处；四美家男的独在一处，女的独在一处；其余的各家独在一处，男的独在一处，女的独在一处。
The land will mourn each clan by itself, with their wives by themselves. The clan of the house of David and their wives, the clan of the house of Nathan and their wives, the clan of the house of Levi and their wives, the clan of the Shimeu and their wives, and all the rest of the clans and their wives.
弟兄姊妹，你看到他们当时的悲哀。
My sisters, you see the mourning at that time.
悲哀到一个地步。
To a point.
男的独在一处，女的独在一处。
The men are by themselves and the women are by themselves.
那如果发生这样的一种光景。
When this happened.
那个悲哀的那个程度是很深的。
That this is a very deep mourning.
在这样的一个情形的底下
Under such a condition,
完全是把人所有的一点点的、那一个感情都没有地位在存留
To a point that there's not even any room for man's affection to be left
以致他们已经不再想到他们在生活里头的一家一家人来说的彼此的那个在困难当中的扶持。
So that to a point they would no longer think about the support, the family support.
因为他们都看到那个事情不是某某人的事。
Because they all see this matter, it's not just concerning a person.
是我的事。
It's concerning me.
是我的愚昧。
It's my foolishness.
是我的得罪神。
It's me offending God.
是他只能单独的在一个地方。
So they could only be by themselves.
再不能再有人的柔情在那里。
There's no more affection for men.
也不可能再有人的体恤和体贴在那里。
And there's no more caring from others.
也不可能再有人的安慰在那里。
And no more comfort by men.
弟兄姊妹，你就晓得落到这样的一种光景。
So to this condition, brothers and sisters, we can understand.
那这种光景是怎么来显明的呢？
And how is this condition manifested?
我们看看圣灵当时给撒加利亚说这个话的时候，他要撒加利亚特别这样的记录，什么意思呢？
And we should look at how the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit gave these words to Zechariah and how he should record it.
他说境内一家一家的都必悲哀。
Says the land will mourn each clan by itself.
大卫家。
The clan of the house of David.
王家。
It's a household of king.
拿单家。
The house of Nathan.
先知
is the prophet.
利未家
in the house of Levi.
侍奉神的人
is those who serve the Lord.
示美
and Shemuel.
大卫家的对头
is the enemy of the king of the David.
说的明确一点，就是平常与大卫顶撞，也就是拒绝神的旨意的人。
To put it more clearly, is those who oppose David, which is those who reject God's will.
还有其余的各家。
And also the rest of the clans.
就包括全以色列的余数。
So includes everybody's left in Israel.
男的独在一处，女的独在一处。
The men are by themselves and the women are by themselves.
做什么呢？
And what were they doing?
悔改。
To repent.
悲哀。
To mourn.
愁苦。
To mourn bitterly.
因为他们做了一个好像不可能得着赦免的事。
Because they have done something that do not deserve forgiveness.
因为这个不是道德的问题。
Because it's not a matter of moral.
也不是什么形式的问题。
And it's not something that's done outwardly.
乃是直接与神对抗的问题。
But it has to do with directly opposing God.
这个时候他们看见了。
And now they see.
他们整个的悔改。
They repent entirely.
是因着这样的一个悔改。
And because of this repentance,
由大家剩以色列剩下的余数
the remnant of the house of Israel,
就引出一个事实
and it brings forth a fact,
就是全家悔改归主
which is the entire house repent and go back to the Lord.
用新约的话来说，就是以色列全家得救
To use the words in the New Testament, is the entire Israel being saved.
就是在这个时候发生的。
Which happens here.
弟兄姊妹现在看到了。
And verses are now you see.
神我们的主降临能让以色列发出那么大的力量来践踏了仇敌。
That when our Lord descends that it gives Israel such great strength that they can trample upon the enemy.
那以色列怎么能让神来做成这个事情呢？
And how could Israel let God do this?
这里很清楚给我们看到。
And it lets us see clearly here.
彻底的悔改。
To repent completely.
对的悔改。
It's absolute repentance.
那光是如果是人的悔改。
If it's only man's repentance.
不解决问题的。
It does not solve any problems.
因为事情已经发生了。
Because
你挽回不来的。
The matters have happened and you cannot turn it around. But thank God.
当人是这样的转向神的时候
When men turned back to God
十三章一开始我们就看到一个很宝贵的事情
In the beginning of chapter 13 we see this precious matter
那日必给大卫基亚和耶路撒冷的居民开一个全园洗除罪恶与污秽
On that day a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity
我们晓得
And we know this.
这一个泉源
This fountain
叫洗罪的泉源
It's a fountain to clean
除掉罪恶和污秽的泉源
And to clean from sin and impurity
这一个泉源
And this fountain
就是神的儿子。
It's the Son of God.
所流的宝血。
The blood that he shed.
就是神的儿子钉十字架的那一个事实。
It's the fact of the Son of God being crucified.
而我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神的儿子钉十字架的这一件事情成了一切拯救的根据。
The Son of God crucified on the cross, it has become the basis of all salvation.
当然，当以色列得拯救以前
，and before Israel was saved,
这个不在撒迦利亚书里头。
It's not in the book of Zechariah.
是我们这些称为教会的，先就享用了这一份的恩典。
It's we who have enjoyed this grace first, we who are called the church.
但现在是说到以色列的前途。
But now we're talking about the future of Israel.
所以当神儿子的那个赦免的恩典显出来的时候
，So when the grace of forgiveness is manifested,
连扎他的那个罪过都得赦免。
Even the sin that has to do with piercing him,
这是什么
？Is forgiven. What is this?
No, 从神将世人从的就是整个耶路撒冷的悲哀一直到现在。
From the sorrow of Jerusalem until now,
我们很清楚地看到
and we can see very clearly,
这是什么
What is this?
这是赎罪日的应验
It's the day of atonement.
神给以色列人七个节期
that God has given the Israelites seven festivals.
到了这个时候
until this time,
那是赎罪日的应验
which is the fulfillment of the day of atonement.
赎罪日的这一个节期到了这个时候完全显明他的那一个意义来了。
The Day of Atonement, until this time, it has manifested its meaning completely.
神的百姓和神恢复和好了。
That God's people has been reconciled to God.
神的子民和神的中间再没有间隔了。
There's no barrier between God's people and Him.
神的子民来到神的面前是绝对的来伏在神的权柄的底下了。
And God's people come before him is entirely submissive to
his power. 尊他为主，尊他为王。
To exalt him as the Lord.
超越过一切人与人或者人与物的关系。
It surpasses all the relationships between men and men and men and matters.
那因此带出底下的有一件事情。
And then it brings forth what happens next.
人完全的毫无保留的尊神为大。
That man exalts God as Great without reservation.
再没有假先知
There's no more,
在那里胡言乱语
There's no more false prophets speaking lies.
再没有那一些假师傅在那里做一些无聊的带领了
And no more false teachers to teach false teaching.
因为到了那一个日子
Because on that day,
神的子民中间没有一个人能容让假师父和假先知在那里乱扯。
Because none of God's people on that day will allow the false prophets and false teachers to speak lies.
因为在他们自己的经历里头，他们已经知道了他们和神中间所有的一切是怎么一回事。
Because in the experience they know very clearly what's going on between them and God.
没有一个人可以在神说过的话以外来加添什么减少什么。
And no man can add or delete anything from God's spoken words.
那所以引出一件事情很明显的。
So it brings off one very clear matter.
他说在那个地上啊
It says on the,
没有人敢再说我是先知。
So on the earth, nobody would dare to say he's a
prophet. 因为当我们的主明明的显明的时候也不需要再有先知。
Because we will no longer need a prophet.
就算如果你要出来说神现在又兴起我来做先知。
And if you were there to say God raised me up to be a prophet.
那谁来首先对付我呢
Who would first to deal with me?
我家里的人。
Is my family.
我的父母。
My father and mother.
我的儿女。
My son and daughter,
他们就要起来对付我了。
They will rise up and deal with me.
他说你怎么可以这样？
And say, how could that be?
是在那个时候，所有的人都说，我们只不过是蒙恩的人。
So at that time, all people would say, we are just people who have received grace.
我们不是先知。
that we are not prophets.
我们不就是听话的。
We are just there to listen to the words.
但是有人就当中有些人也许起初啊，也许还有一些这样的人。
Or maybe there's still some people left among them.
他们两个手背是有点伤痕。
That they have some wounds on their arms.
人家就问他说。
And then people will ask them.
那你两手背中间有的伤痕是什么？
What are these,
什么伤啊？
What are these wounds on your body?
他就老老实实说。
And they would answer honestly.
这是我在亲友家中所受的伤。
And these wounds I was given at the house of my friends.
为什么在亲友家中受伤啊？
And why are they having these wounds from the house of their friends?
我乱说话。
Because I speak falsely.
我凭自己说话。
I speak by myself.
我说神托我说话。
I tell them that God speaks through me.
家里的人都不能容让他这样放肆。
But my family would not let me do this.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看到。
Remember, sisters, we can see.
当以色列全家悔改转向神的时候。
When the entire Israel repent and turn to God. 为什么他
们能在国度里头做那个主要的百姓呢？
How could they become the main people in the kingdom?
为什么在上头我们看第八章的时候，他们那些人呢，要抓住以色列人说，我们要去见神，你领我去呢？
And how come that when we read the chapter 8, the people grabbed the Jew and asked the Jew to take them to the God?
他们凭什么可以有这样的本事呢？
By what would they have this condition?
就在这。
It's here.
他们那个时候是绝对的尊神伟大。
At that time, they would exalt God as great.
那我特别提到这里的时候，我让弟兄姊妹来注意。
And we mention here, brothers, take note.
在教会的传统的里头，有很长的一段时间，甚至到现在，还有一些世称为弟兄的，他们把这一段话说翻了。
Then in the history of the church or church's tradition, there are some who are so-called brothers. They would misinterpret this passage.
他们说这个两背有受伤的人是预表主。
They say that these people who have wounds on their arms or on the body,
钉十字架所受的伤。
It's talking about the Lord that the marks on him when he was crucified.
不少。神的儿女也是这样听就这样说。
And quite a few of the children of God would listen to this.
那弟兄姊妹不是的。
But brothers, it's not so.
你很清楚的，你看你就看到了。
And very clearly you can see this.
从上下文你就看到。
From the context you can see.
这个是说出那些要冒充先知的人他们所受到的对付。
And this talks about how these people who try to be prophets, what they are.How they are dealt with.
但是为什么会人会这样看呢？
But why would people read it this way?
你也不能说他没有一点的依据了。
And you cannot say that they have no basis.
那就底下。
And which,
就是下文。
Which continues on.
但是弟兄姊妹我们要留意。
And brothers and sisters, we need to take note.
下文我们如果我们是细心读圣经的，你就已经看到，从接上去的那一句话开始，就说另外一件事了。
And if we read on what continues in the very beginning, we can see,
不是同一件事。
It's not the same matter.
但是下文说的那件事呢，的确是说到主。
But what continues on is actually talking about the Lord.
并且所说的话在福音书里头也给引用来指明我们的主当时的一些经过。
And these words are used in the gospel books about the Lord.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
当我们细细来读的时候。
When we read in detail.
我们读到下边这一段话。
We read what the words below.
经过了神的管教的百姓。
They tell us the people of God who are disciplined by God.
神在他们身上是给他们许多的造就和熬炼。
That God has given them much edification and test.
把他们造就到一个地步。
And edify them to a point.
仍然是那一句话。
Still the same words.
绝对的拣选神。
They would choose God absolutely.
那这是这个整个的那个过程。
This is the entire process.
我想弟兄姊妹特别留意到那个我要击打牧人，羊就分散了。我必反手加在韦小姐的身上。那个韦小姐是谁呢
？Well, let's make special mention of strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter, and then I will turn my hand against the little ones. Who are the little ones?
你看到，这是说到一个小团体。
We see that this is a small organization.
你接下去你就看到。
And as we continue, and you will see.
这个小团体就是那个余数。
This small organization is the remnant.
就是那个剩下的三分一的那个余数。
Is the one third that was left.
那为什么说他们是韦小姐呢
？Why would we call them the little ones?
这是和当时围攻耶路撒冷的列国来做比较。
This is compared to the nations who are attacking.
他们的确是微不足道了。
Because they are so few in numbers.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神把他们造就熬炼，成为神所喜悦的。
That God has tested and edified them to a point that they are pleasing to God.
那好了，那现在我们跑到14章最末了，把它快快的来结束它。
Now we'll go to the end of chapter 14 to end it quickly.
那当我们的主降临在橄榄山的时候
，When our Lord descended on the Mount of Olives,
以色列的渔民就蒙了拯救。
The remnant of Israel, they were delivered.
在那一个时候，就是大灾难的末期
，Which is the end of the great tribulation.
全地都黑暗了。
The entire earth is in darkness.
这里所说那个那日并没有三光了。
And now here it says there's no more light.
日月星辰三光
It's the sun, the moon, and the stars.
都没有，都不发光了。
And they no longer give a light.
你留意了。
Let's take note.
不是他们不发光。
It's not that they don't shine.
而是说它三光退缩。
But it says that the light retrieves.
为什么退缩呢
？And why do the light retrieve?
因为主已经在荣耀里降临。
Because the Lord has descended in glory.
那这些自然的光根本就算不得什么。
So the natural light cannot compare to the glory.
然后就引出来了。
And then it brings forth this.
弟兄姊妹知道以色列地有一个死海。
And this is we know in Israel there's a dead sea.
那如果我们回到翻到以西结书30:40，你就看到。
If we go to the book of
Ezekiel,
chapter 40, that this dead sea has become a living sea.
这里就说到那是有活水从耶路撒冷出来。
And now it says here, there will be living water flow out from Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷什么地方出来呢？
From where in Jerusalem?
在圣殿的宝座上。
From the throne of the temple.
在圣殿的宝座下流出来。
It's flowing from the throne of the temple.
一半往东海流，一半往西海流。
Half to the east and half to the west.
东海就是红海。
The eastern sea is the Red Sea.
西海就是地中海。
The western sea is the Mediterranean Sea.
那是的活水在这里流出来。
And now the living water flows through
here. 底下就说到神做全地的王，那国度显明了。
And it continues to say how the Lord is king over the whole earth. The kingdom is manifested.
耶和华就会独一无二的，他的名也是独一无二的。
So on that day there will be one Lord and his name the only name.
那耶路撒冷的那个范围也从当时的耶路撒冷扩展了一点。
And Jerusalem, the boundary has expanded.
那在那里我们稍微留意你就知道扩展到便雅悯地的那一个基比亚。
And we will see that it has expanded to Benjamin, the land of Benjamin.
这里就说他就说他是叫那反正你就看到在这里就提到耶路撒冷 那个范围是扩大的。
Anyway, you can see the Jerusalem, its boundary has expanded.
扩大的大概离现在的耶路撒冷十来里的那个半径。
It's expanded to compare to the Jerusalem now is some 10 miles.
然后底下就说到那个时候，以色列就非常的强大。
And now it mentions here that Israel will become very strong.
谁都不敢再欺压他。
And nobody would oppress it anymore.
然后你就又看到一件事情。
And then you see another matter.
我不详细提了。
I won't go into detail.
那刚我们看从第八章我们看到吹角节的应验。
From chapter 8, we see the feast of the trumpet, the fulfillment of it.
十二十三章看到赎罪日的应验。
And chapter 12 and 13, the fulfillment of the day of atonement.
到了十四章的末了。
And at the end of chapter 14,
你看到那是祝棚节的应验。
You see the fulfillment of the feast of tabernacle.
那就是整个的国度。
It's the entire kingdom.
在那个时候显出来。
It's manifested at that time.
一切都在那里向着神。
All will be toward God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
宝贝的就是说。
What's precious is this?
在那个日子。
On that day.
弟兄姊妹特别注意从二十节说。
Make special note at verse 20.
当那日马的铃铛上必有归耶和华为圣这句话。
On that day, holy to the Lord will be inscribed on the bells of the horses.
那也就这马的铃铛。
The bells of the horses.
你说什么意思？
What does that mean?
那弟兄姊妹你记得。
When says that you remember.
马是当时的那一个主要的交通工具。
Horses are the main transportation.
就说到地上的那个彼此的往来。
It talks about the transportation or the communication.
那人的一切的往来。
All those people.
都离不开一个事实。
Dealing with each other has to do with this.
什么事实呢？
And what is this?
归耶和华为圣。
Holy to the Lord.
然后就说到。
And then it says.
耶和华的殿的内的锅必如祭坛前的碗一样，凡耶路撒冷和犹大的锅都必归万军之耶和华为圣。
And the cooking pots in the Lord's house will be like the sacred bowls in front of the altar. Every pot in Jerusalem and Judah will be holy to the Lord Almighty.
那说是什么呢？
And what does that mean?
那是说到神的祝福是时刻的充满，如同坛前的碗一样。
Which is to say, the blessing of the Lord is there and always.
但是不是坛前的碗，是殿里的锅，如同坛前的碗。
But it's not the sacred bowls in front of the altar. It's the cooking pot, just like the bowls.
犹大和耶路撒冷的锅也必归耶和华为圣，那是什么意思呢？
And then in Judah and Jerusalem, the pot, every pot would be holy to the Lord.
整个国度里头的一个中心的事实乃是向神敬拜。
The focal point of the entire kingdom would be to worship the Lord.
都在那里享用神丰满的祝福。
Or to there to enjoy the blessing of the Lord.
一个很明确的事实。
It's a very evident fact.
他说在那日在耶和华的殿中不再有迦南。
And it says, on that day there will no longer be a Canaanite in the house of the Lord Almighty.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
一切的咒诅都过去了，
all,
都停止了。
All the curses has passed away, they're all gone.
弟兄姊妹记得。
My sisters remember.
迦南里头的那个内容就是那弃主的人。
The contents of Canaan is those who reject the Lord.
弃主 seven tribes.
The seven tribes.
那个都是神说要灭绝的。
And God said that he would cut them off from earth.
那一个是咒诅。
So they're cursed.
那感谢神。
But thank God.
到了国度的时候。
At the kingdom, at the time of kingdom.
再没有咒诅了。
There will be no more curses.
一切都是在那里显明神的那个荣耀和丰满。
All is there to manifest God's glory and abundance.
神的权柄和权和大能。
His authority and his might.
所有人都归上神。
All people will belong to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是神借着撒加利亚指出 以色列的前途。
And this is God through Zechariah to point out the future of Israel.
让他们看见他们是有这样一个荣耀的前途。
To let them see they have such a glorious future.
他们不是没有前途的。
They do have a future.
那正因为世上荣耀的前途。
And because they have this glorious future.
现在你们在建造圣殿的事情就不要迟延了。
So now delay no more in rebuilding the temple.
因为这个荣耀的前途和现在建造圣殿的事情有很密切的关系。
Because this glorious future has a close relationship of this rebuilding of the temple.
那个关系就是。
And the relationship is.
尊神为大。
To exalt God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们就这样把撒迦利亚书来看过。
That's how we finish the book of Zechariah.
十二、十三、十四这三章里边的那所提到的事情是当中有很多是重叠的。
What's mentioned in chapter 12, 13, and 14, there are some repetitions.
弟兄姊妹回去的时候要把它按照次序把它弄出那个顺序来。
And verses, when you go back and read them, try to put them in order.
那这样我们在读撒迦利亚书的时候你就不会给那里边呢翻来覆去翻过来又翻过去的事情弄得我们有点迷糊。
So when you read the book of Zechariah again, you will not be confused.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当日的犹大他们有前途。
Judah, at that time, they have a future.
他们的前途是在神的信实里。
And the future lies in God's faithfulness.
我们这些在基督里的人更是有前途。
We who are in Christ have a future.
因为我们是在基督里。
Because we are in Christ.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们就这样结束撒迦利亚书。
And we'll end the book of Zechariah here.